This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And he really is. Dr. Batar is back, and he's at it. We're getting ready to dive headlong into some advanced medicine. Dr. Batar, how are you? Hopefully not breathing polluted air.
I am not breathing polluted air, Robert, and I'm doing fine, thank you. But this polluted air issue is a very, very big issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is indeed. And that's our lead story this hour as we go into some advanced medicine. Remember, folks, in addition to robertscottbell.com, linking through to advancedmedicine.com, and we'll talk more about what's available for you there. Headline on CNN, pollution linked to 9 million deaths worldwide in 2015, study says. Now, that's only, what, maybe 8 million more than are caused by modern medicine, just in the U.S. I'm not talking worldwide, but it's still a significant number. And people don't want to smoke cigarettes. I think they figured it out. Some haven't. But if you live in a polluted area with a lot of densely populated air pollution, if you will, you're smoking cigarettes whether you want to or not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, you know, the amount of mercury vapor, cadmium vapor, lead vapor that's just spawned from the combustion of fossil fuels alone, and then you've got all the other. I mean, that's just if you're living in a reasonably urban environment. But then you've got all sorts of other aspects. That, you know, when Bush took over, I think they released the stipulation for air control, I think at that time, was something like 20% mercury vapor, and they upped it and allowed it to like more than double or maybe triple, something like that. You remember the big controversy about that? In fact, I don't think Bush even was aware of the fact that he signed a bill that made the requirements for air control, this is basically for the coal-burning plants, reduced the requirement for the amount of mercury vapor that was allowed. I think he reduced it so that it doubled or tripled the amount of mercury that could be released into the atmosphere from these coal-burning plants. So it's something that we talk about, but we really haven't really talked about it that much on the show or even in the last few years. But yet it is a very, very major issue. In fact, the greatest way of getting mercury toxicity, the most severe way of getting mercury toxic is the inhalation of mercury vapor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
more
a very
so
good
than
point.
Dental amalgams. More so than dental amalgams and more so than vaccines. We talk a lot about vaccines and dental amalgams, but it's actually the mercury vapor in the air that we're breathing is actually more significant as far as total amount of mercury that's coming into our bodies.
Well, and it's chronic and constant from the day we're born. We've talked about even maternal mercury passed on. So there are a lot of sources, but what's unique about this article, of course, is talking about airborne sources of pollutants and creating, they're saying 9 million deaths a year worldwide. Could it be higher? I mean, it certainly could contribute to many diseases, if not fatal, that can, did they count a heart attack death to the air pollution, for instance? Because that, you know, mercury from air could create cardiovascular problems, among many things it can do.
Exactly. And so we're just talking right now about heavy metals. Then there's, you know, various types of chemicals and the benzenes and the fluorinated hydrocarbons that people can inhale. And then you've got the particulate matter that can cause an inflammatory cascade within the bronchioles when people inhale. So there's all sorts of different components, as you said, that are encompassed in this broad category of air pollution.
Now, I talked about the peak oil issue. Of course, the burning of those fuels can be problematic for the environment. We recognize that. Sally El Cordy, our friend up there in New York, is saying it's going to be about water next, not oil. Well, listen, without the oil, it's going to be a big problem for a lot of people in terms of water access, much less purification. They're going to be shipping it in on boats. But indeed, another aspect of air pollution, it falls into the water. Or they could spray purposefully pesticides into the water, herbicides, fungicides. These are the things that cause the birth defects, not the virus that they once claim opportunistically jumps in like Zika. And so, yeah, all of that is part of this. You know, when we're talking about air pollution right now, because the article is referencing it, but this is not to neglect the fact that, yeah, water pollution is a big issue, much less access to clean water wherever that's problematic. But, you know, those things can be very acute in response, particularly stagnant cesspools of water that can kill you instantly. A lot of what we're talking about in terms of pollution through the air kills you slowly. We talk about chronic states of adaptation into chronic disease to stay alive, but not be in a thriving state of living, but in an adapted state of disease through our lives.
Yeah, this is a critical thing to understand, too, because this is something that I think that, generally speaking, we don't think of ourselves from that perspective, from an adaptogenic type perspective. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? That when we think of ourselves at this point in time, we don't think about all the things that how all species will adapt to the environment. But think about the changes in our environment just in the last 100 years, Robert.
Right, and have those changes been to, let's say, better our likelihood of survival long term without cancer, for instance? No, I would argue that we are more inundated, even though there have been some things that consciousness has shifted in terms of pollution controls, like, for instance, leaded gasoline, right, removing a lot of the lead. Again, we'll acknowledge those improvements, but there's a whole lot of other pollutants that have come onto the scene since that time, some being airborne spraying, as we talk about pesticides, or the spraying of the very ground that we're growing plants in. So we eat the plants, so we're getting them in via ingestion, not just inhalation, and other exposure vectors.
Yeah, exactly. And so the point being that many of these things that we recognize as, you know, being potentially harmful, they will not be widely recognized by the regulatory agencies as being potentially harmful till another 30, 40, 50 years. So the Dirty Dozen that was declared by all the, I think like 100 and some different countries declared the Dirty Dozen to be carcinogenic compounds is something that I talked about in the cancer DVD, Cancer, the Untold Truth, which was done about 16, 17 years ago now, when they recognized that Dirty Dozen, every chemical on that Dirty Dozen, including like DDT and some of these other components, the Dirty Dozen were all used in the world economy for over 50 years before they were recognized as part of this Dirty Dozen, not to be used in human in environments where humans were and that could be, you know, carcinogenic and considered to be deadly. After 50 years of global usage, did they not? It was until 50 years, and then they came out and finally said, yes, we shouldn't be using it. So theoretically, all the new things that are coming out, and the statistic that I quoted 17 years ago, which was 100,000 new chemicals every day are being developed, 100,000 every day. And, of course, the vast majority of them will never see the light of day as far as being introduced to the world global economy, but there are so many things being introduced. So if you look at that 50-year mark, you know, it's going to be 50 years before anybody comes forward and says, hey, wait a second, we can't use this because it's carcinogenic. But what is going to be the impact on the biological system over that 50-year history before somebody finally recognizes it as being detrimental?
Well, Dr. Bitar, I think this is, you know, where advanced medicine comes into play. Like you said, the things you've helped to develop, building on other doctors that have worked, like, in the realm of intravenous chelation to counteract an unusual, a dangerous influx that has never before been measured in recorded history, certainly medical history. And yet, of course, the attacks on those physicians who were first adopters and even along the way, even today to some degree, although I see evidence that that's lessening as more and more doctors are acknowledging the things that we're talking about here. But the question of who will survive the next 50 years. Now, I've chosen to lead a life that some would say is radical because we've chosen to eat cleaner foods and be very consistent in that and with everything within our power to not put the things that are additionally poisoned. Because I know that even we've talked about this, the organic food is not as clean as organic food would be 150 years ago because of environmental degradation exposure that can't be prevented. But if we reduce the burden, reduce the exposure, could we not posit that that would be to our advantage in terms of longevity and reduction in risk of disease later in life?
I think that intuitively it would be clear, it would be obvious, yet, you know, knowing how the system works, we would have to do studies to prove it, which would be the moment of the, as far as I'm concerned. But,
right.
You know, you're absolutely right that just reducing the burden, you know, this first point that you made, 100 years ago organic versus organic today, night and day difference, night and day difference. And when you start looking at those that ridicule the organic food movement or say that that's not going to be that significant, and actually I have to admit that I never thought it was that significant maybe 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was as important as I do now. But, I mean, now my body, I can tell whether something's still not just by my response to my body. I mean, in 10 to 15 minutes after I consume something, even if it's labeled organic and I have a response, I know that that stuff wasn't clean.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my body's become more and more sensitive as the healthier I've gotten. And I think that when we start looking at the price that you pay overall in overall health and the reduction in lifespan, the price that we're paying by not eating clean,
mm-hmm.
It's extremely expensive to eat unhealthy. I mean,
beautifully said. Yeah, and so you know, Joel Salatin said, if you think organic food is expensive, have you priced cancer lately? And
yes,
that's the context
exactly.
We need. Now, my body is the testing ground, whether it's considered double blind or peer reviewed. I mean, I'm a little bit blind. I got to wear glasses. But from where I was as a young child all the way through my young adult years to when I switched over to clean up my diet and to where I am a half a century just over on the planet, the health and vitality I feel at this age is far superior to that which I felt even as a young child, much less through my teen years, where I was ravaged with chronic disease after chronic disease. So for me, I'm not waiting for the peer-reviewed journal to validate Robert Scott Bell's choice. You know, that's why I do what I do. But at the same time, it's fine if they want to do moment of dust studies to prove us right, but I'm not waiting. And I think the folks listening to us probably are trying to make that transition if they haven't already made it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Robert. And our bodies are telling us what we need. You know, I've recently been reintroduced to the work of David Hawkins, MD, PhD, and his book, Power versus Force. And just going through some of that material and listening to some of his lectures and understanding, you know, the kinesiology aspect. I think a lot of people had bastardized that whole concept. But from a kinesiological standpoint and the, you know, tapping into the universal consciousness and seeing how the body will respond to various things that the extraneous environmental triggers that we're exposed to, whether it's thoughts or foods or substances, whatever it is, it's a really easy way for an average person to actually see quickly if that food that they're eating is going to resonate with them. It's going to be
all right.
Kind of resonant.
Stand by. We're on a break here. Advanced Medicine here with Dr. Rashid Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to those who support this message. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the place for health freedom and healing liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm glad you're with us, and we got advanced medicine going on with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You were talking about power versus force and even kinesiology, things like this. That leads us to a discussion of cell resonance. But what does that really mean in layman's terms? How do we explain what that is all about?
Well, that's a good question, Robert. So let's talk about cell resonance and what it actually means. Cell resonance. Resonance is basically everything on the planet resonates at a certain frequency. Okay, it's a vibrational frequency of everything. Every atom resonates at a certain frequency. So when something is cell resonant, it essentially means that it's resonating at an optimum level for a biological system. Certain things will resonate at a frequency that is not conducive to our biological system. So when something's cell resonant, it's resonating at a frequency that is optimum or close to optimum or beneficial, as opposed to being non-beneficial for the cells in our body or the cells in a live being, you know, whether it's a human or an animal or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So when I talk about cell resonance, I'm talking about something that is conducive to our system, to our physiology. And so when we're talking about organic food, for example, or any substance that may be potentially beneficial or potentially harmful, if there's a way for us to quickly check and see how does this match up to our biology, to our system, to our own unique physiology, because it could be something that, let's say if you take a vitamin, it could really work for you, but it may not work for me, or vice versa. And it may not be that it's a bad thing for one of us, but the form of that particular vitamin may not be the most optimum for one of us, and we will know that based upon this cell resin, if there was a way to measure it. And there actually is a way of measuring it, and that's using the kinesiological test, whether it's the conventional ones that people do with the, you know, pushing the arm down, or whether you do the Omura's bidigital O-ring test, which has over 170 studies, peer-reviewed studies that validated it. And I use this not clinically, but I use it personally and have for years. I haven't recently been using it as much, but I have used it and relied upon it quite frequently. And so there are also people that check the pulses, you know, so they just check the pulse and see how the pulse changes when you bring something within your energetic field, whether it's a certain type of food or a supplement or whatever the case may be. So whatever technique, I mean, I encourage people to go and see for themselves, check on YouTube or Google it and see how different people check if something is cell resin or not. In fact, I'm thinking about perhaps doing a video and putting it in Advanced Medicine, easy way for people to see if something is cell resin or not. You know, the energy bands that we talked about before we did studies, that's a perfect example of something that's cell resonant, because you can have the energy band on, you can take the energy band off, you can then bring a cell phone into your energetic field and it causes a depolarization, makes you weak. You put the energy band back on in 15, 20 seconds, it repolarizes you and you ground it. So that's a perfect example of something that's cell resonant versus non-cell resonant.
It taps into what the chiropractors call innate intelligence. Homeopaths call it the vital force. Again, it's a vitalistic view of life, of the body, of living entities, plants even. Secret Life of Plants, Secrets of the Soil, Christopher Bird wrote about that. And it's a divergent view, we know, of the molecular reductionist medical collectivists, right, that look at chemistry alone and don't see life beyond that. Even though they would acknowledge energy, they wouldn't acknowledge that there's an energetic system that has intelligence.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And whatever we decide to call it, you know, the universal consciousness, source, it is, we are all connected. And again, now we're going into a different, you know, aspect of the discussion. But the fact that the body, or each person's body, is a very, very sensitive detective machine or a computer that can detect what's good or what's bad. And we have to allow ourselves to be able to tap into this power, which we all have, get out of our own way. And Power versus Force, the book, which anybody can order off Amazon, will help to give you a better understanding of how this works. What Hawkins did that I found really remarkable was that he checked to see the frequency, or I'm sorry, the vibrational level of certain emotions, the frequency of certain emotions, how a person resonates. And what he found was, around the time of Buddha, the world's resonance was around 90. So it basically goes from a 0 to 1,000. But 1,000 is basically enlightenment. 0 is basically the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Robert, if this is too deep and we shouldn't be talking about it, but I'm moved to talk about it, so I'm going to. So we were at the bottom of the hour. Should we wait till we come back? Or
yeah, we'll do that and maybe give a sneak preview to our viewers on YouTube. If you're watching the RS Bell Media channel, you can go to robertscottbell.com right now. AdvancedMedicine.com will plug you into a whole lot of things. If you'd like to be part of the extra stuff that's available there, remember your invitation code, unique to the Robert Scott Bell Show. These numbers, 1358, 1358 is your special invitation code at AdvancedMedicine.com. We'll talk about that as well.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm challenged as host to figure out where we go now, not because we don't have stuff to talk about. We got too much to cover, and I hesitate to cut off Dr. Vitar and his esoteric dissertation to go to a phone call or not, and so I don't know. What do you think, Dr. Vitar?
Let's go ahead and cover the call, and then we can come back to it.
Okay, I'm going to bring her to air. Let's see if this works. Virginia has been swallowed by Texas. No, it's Virginia in Texas. Virginia, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I really don't want to cut into this conversation.
No, you already have, but it's okay.
I know. I'm going to make it so fast. I'm learning many people were unaware of organophosphate poisoning, and even though I was aware, I still fell victim to it here in Texas. It's been sprayed all over Florida in the name of fighting mosquitoes after the hurricane. But I've learned this same organophosphate has been sprayed up to the Dakotas and all around over the years. And some of the milder symptoms are migraine headaches and allergy symptoms and, you know, muscle fatigue and things that people are going to be diagnosed with is allergies. And a few here were diagnosed with flu, depression, but they were being sprayed. And many were unaware of it, even though it was in the news. You know, a little bit here and there, and we were told we would only be sprayed in the evenings as if somehow it wouldn't affect everyone the next day.
But Virginia, here's the problem. You go to your typical medical doctor who's licensed in Texas where you are, and right. You tell them you're having these symptoms, they're going to tell you you have a deficiency of XYZ drug to manage or suppress or depress your symptoms.
Right.
They're not going to acknowledge the toxicity we talk about here. And, you know, it's not that there aren't any doctors. In fact, Dr. Batar, you may know of some in Texas that do advanced medicine.
We're going to be opening a clinic in Texas, in San Antonio, hopefully by February.
Nice. So there might be Virginia, that you can reach out to that could actually help you instead of suppress and add to the toxic burden. But, of course, I think to your point
I used homeopathy. Yeah.
Say that again?
I did use homeopathy, yeah.
Excellent. Well, again, you're aware of these things, but a lot of people, your friends, relatives, neighbors that may be exposed to these things and have any number of these symptoms are going to go unknowingly to doctors who don't know or acknowledge these things, and they will be put on medicines that will further complicate their initial toxicity. And so this is why this is why we do this advanced medicine. Because, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, the rest of the media has failed in communicating a message that is empowering, and they continue to disempower people and say, hey, we need more government insurance coverage for drugs that we're not deficient in.
Right, right. And this is something that came down from the CDC and FEMA specifically. They ordered it, apparently.
Of course,
According to state legislators.
Two wonderful organizations, and the CDC doesn't allow their toxicologists to come out and see the light of day to talk about what's really causing disease.
Right. Right.
Well, Robert,
exactly.
I have the perfect transition to bring this into the conversation that we were having. So,
all right, hold on, Virginia. Here comes Dr. Batar.
No, I was going to say once we finish the call, then we can, because this is perfect, what you're talking about. You just brought up the political aspects, and this brings up, you know, at what frequency are we as a society, we as a planet, we as individuals, what are we resonating at, and what does this mean for us?
Well, exactly. I put Virginia on hold, so she's done. We love you, Virginia, by the way. Thank you for calling in. So, where are we resonating based on this?
Well, so basically, Hawkins Work, who is an MD, PhD, a psychiatrist, and he had thousands and thousands of patients that he tested. And what he found was that, again, zero being the lowest level and 1,000 being enlightenment, where are we resonating? And he found that the certain emotions that resonate at a certain frequency. So shame, believe it or not, has the lowest resonance at 20. Evil, guilt, which is an evil life view to it. So shame 20, guilt 30, apathy 50, grief 75, fear is 100. Desire is 125. Anger resonating at 150. Pride at 175. And then when you get to 200, that's courage. At 200, you have a flip. These are negative emotions up to 200, but above a resonance of 200 with these emotions, you start having a positive as opposed to a negative connotation with these emotions. So at 250, you have neutrality. To 310, willingness. Acceptance is at 350. Reason is at 400. Love is 500. Joy is at 540. Peace is 600. Enlightenment between 700 and 1,000. Now, around the time of Buddha, the world as a society was resonating at around 90. Around Christ, it got up to about 100. From that point till about 1980s, we didn't have much of transformation. We were still at around 190. Mm-hmm. And according to Hawkins, because we were still under that 200 critical mark, we were still resonating as a world society at a negative frequency. And very possible with the Cold War, you know, world annihilation could have taken place. But then something happened in the 1980s, and we had a leap from 190 up to 207. So we were in the positive now. Now, over the last few years, we've gone from 207 down to 206, 205, 204. Last time this check was around 2012. Hawkins is now dead. But it's interesting that if we're resonating at this frequency just above 200, and that's a critical point, that's where we flipped from a positive resonance to a negative resonance. And now, you know, with the caller that talked about the organizations that knew about the organophosphates, and they're still spraying the population and saying, well, you know, we'll do it at night as if that's going to make any difference, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. You start talking about where are we as a society resonating and what are we doing with the governmental influences. And he actually talks about where many of these governmental bodies are resonating around like the 125, 150 level. They're not really resonating at the high level. So he distinguishes between a politician and a statesman, where the politician is doing it for themselves versus the statesman is really doing it for the benefit of his community or a state or region mm-hmm. or a country, et cetera, et cetera. So the reason I brought this up and I thought it was interesting was because it was a good tie-in from what Virginia was talking about and how the local governmental agencies, which ones were they? CDC and what was
it? CDC and I don't even remember who the other one. A bunch of dunderheads, no matter what they are, and they resonate pretty low. Yes.
Right.
By the way, you have to drink now. I said dunderhead. Drink some silver or something. Do a shot.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, the interesting component again is that the resonance of those materials that are close to us—what we sleep on, what we bathe in, what we drink, what we eat, what we breathe. These materials have an effect on our biology. They have an impact mm-hmm. on our physiology. And if we can allow things that are cell resonant, i.e. having a positive effect on our physiology to influence our systems, theoretically we should be resonating at a more optimum level. And that would mm-hmm. mean, from quantum physics standpoint, resonating closer to the zero point, which is maximum output with minimal expenditure.
And Dr. Bitar, I think in terms of enlightenment, you heard the term purity. Right? A lot of people mm-hmm. talk about purity, purity laws, that concept mm-hmm. in spirituality. And, mm-hmm. you know, part of our journey is to purify ourselves. Now, how we get there is different for everybody and how we perceive that purification process. I mean, I'm grateful for the stuff I went through, even in ignorance, because it's taught me so much. And perhaps I get to choose now. I don't need certain things in my life anymore. But what you're saying is also becoming consciously aware of the things that are around you and how it impacts that resonance. Are they resonant with where you are? And if not, get out of there or get it out of there and become the cause in your life as opposed to the effect of everything around you, like this study on HPV that is trying to claim that the vaccine is safe for adult women. Because they're realizing how dangerous it is for kids and preteens and teens. Now they go, well, maybe we can still market it to older people now. And
I got to call you out on this. Okay, you are a master at transferring from one subject to another one. That was mm-hmm. really weak. That was really weak.
Finally, I get called out for doing something crappy. You know, you're lucky I showed up for work today. I should be taking a day off.
No, I mean, it was a good attempt, but it was weak. I'm sorry. I have to say that. I got to call you.
Call me out, buddy. Call me out. Yeah. You'll get yours. That's okay. Listen, I tried because I had to try. I had to try, you know, and I don't even want points for trying. But regardless, it relates to a question of the day. And I'm not even going to play the theme because I don't want to lose the time we have together here. Hi, Robert, Dr. Bitar. This is coming from Mandy. We are in the UK. Those are our listeners on UK Health Radio. Shout out to you. We are in the UK, and I came across a video regarding silver. My 17-year-old daughter is Gardasil damaged and was diagnosed with epilepsy. We were doing a healthy diet and no pharmaceutical products. I wanted to know if the silver can help and anything else that could aid in recovery. Mandy, thanks. Well, Mandy, the reason I say silver, because it's not necessarily a cure for epilepsy and it's not necessarily the cure for vaccine damage from Gardasil. But if there is damage in the gut and the gut lining, which we can argue does occur from vaccines, I put silver in for the epithelial benefit, just like we would on the skin if it's burned or wounded. And that is the silver aloe protocol. But with epilepsy and other vaccine damage or injury things, Dr. Bitar, you're as expert on planet Earth as anybody in helping to recover these kids from these injuries.
Well, I think that was a compliment, but I'm not sure. Sure. So
it was, despite you calling me out for a weak transition.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. Detoxification is the key to, as far as my you know, as far as my philosophy is concerned, when a person has been exposed to something and they're sick, it's not rocket science. You get the garbage out. You know, you get rid of the offending substance. And in this particular case, if it's a vaccine like Gardasil, the damage has already been done. So you detox the body. And depending on the extent of damage, removing the substance, the offending substance, will many times alleviate the symptoms. But sometimes the damage is beyond the presence of that particular offending substance. It's actually now that you may remove the spark of the fire, but the burn is still going to continue, or the damage has already been done. It's already been burned. And so in that case, then you have to deal with the second part, which is regeneration. So when we deal with autistic kids, we have our standard protocol, which is our detoxification protocol, and then we have our regeneration protocol that we never do on a patient until about a year to 2 year and a half, depending on the age of the child, until they've done a year and a half of detoxification before we start the regeneration. And most of the time, the vast majority of the time, we don't need to do the regeneration protocol, because once you detox them, the body has a pretty incredible ability to regenerate on its own. Mm-hmm. So as the child gets older, of course, the elasticity, the pliability of the system becomes reduced. And so the longer the individual is within that state of injury, the less likelihood that you will get full recovery.
Beautifully said. We talk about remineralization, and you've said it many times recently about it maybe even more important than the issue of detoxification, even though we're not going to diminish the importance of detox. And we talk about assault to the nerves. We talk about selenium being protective of nerves. We talk about silica or silicon as the mineral being so critical for brain and neurological health, in addition to fats and other things, to promote healing, wound recovery, regeneration. Of course, homeopathically, Thuja and Cilicia are often indicated for vaccine injury, but there are others. Consult a homeopath or get one of our buddy Dr. King's remedies, or later on when mine come out. For now, we're going to take a break and figure out where we go. And if I got to put Dr. Bitar in the bullpen for calling me out for a weak transition, I think that's a first on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm really pleased about that.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm convinced
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, patients, do you need rest or do you need antibiotics? Now, I keep taking antibiotics because I'm going to keep being in demand to lecture around the world. Don't stop taking those antibiotics. I'll have nothing to talk about. Obviously, I'm kidding because I talk people out of those things all of the time. I've raised my children without having to resort to them. It's an admission, to some degree, a failure of managing an infection and reversing it before it becomes so severe that you have no other choice to use that form of chemotherapy. This is not me making a judgment. I grew up on antibiotics. But I'm trying, desperately trying to help folks that are ready to leave those things behind. And if you know how to do it, you can. And it doesn't mean you'll never, ever have to use them. But again, if you are in an extreme situation, they might actually work for you. Unlike now, where they're being used everywhere all of the time and they are failing miserably, right, left, and center. So, what do we need? Rest or more antibiotics, Dr. Bitar?
The most important and one of the least studied, or actually least relied upon, I should say, from a clinical medicine standpoint, and probably not the least studied, but certainly not as studied as well. But again, if we remember the children, babies especially, they grow when they're sleeping, and we regenerate when we're sleeping. And when we sleep and we don't get sufficient rest, we're really not allowing our batteries to recharge fully. And I am a perfect example of where you don't want that to happen. And I will tell you that forget about the antibiotics for a second, or supplementation, or all these other things we talk about. You know, people that eat healthy, for example, drink clean water, et cetera, but they don't get sufficient rest. You're not really allowing those clean nutrients to assimilate and regenerate in your body and optimize your system when you don't rest enough. So I do know that people have sleep disturbances. I physically can't sleep more than 3 or 4 hours. I mean, I get up and I'm up. It's not like I don't toss and turn. I'm up. I'm alert. I'm rested. And but I do know that sometimes when I'm on, when I have the time to, when I don't have things going on in my head that I need to get things done.
Right.
If I do end up sleeping 5, 6, 7 hours, I do feel good, but my body feels sore because I've been laying in bed that long. And that's not really a good place for a person to be. I think that's basically because of all the 24-hour shifts working ER and before that.
That messes you up.
Residency.
Now, have you nourished that endocannabinoid system yet to report back to us, like the CBD we've talked about?
I'm supposed to be receiving it by the end of this week, and I'm going to be testing the green formulas and seeing where they go. So I'll report back to that.
I'm actually
quite interested in that. Yeah,
because it's an aspect, as we know, the sciences are so far behind because 7 or so decades have been suppressed because the government said, no, you can't touch the plant and what's in it. So we're playing catch-up. And Dr. Meshulam, who I've quoted here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I've never interviewed him, an Israeli researcher, is probably the leading researcher on cannabis, THC and CBD now. And so we're learning so much and playing catch-up to this plant and what it can do to facilitate a lot, including calming the mind, quieting the mind, dealing with anxiety in other states. Very good point. And to your point about sleep, you know, I've been out of town for like 4 weeks straight with a little bit here and there, including the truth about cancer, where I was not only lecturing, but emceeing and, you know, all of those events. And there were certain points in that 4 week time frame where I was feeling like, oh my gosh, I could be coming down with something, as you say. Now, I know I'm not catching anything. I'm creating it from within because I wasn't resting enough. I wasn't giving myself the chance to regenerate. Now, did I take extra selenium? Did I do some silver? Sure, I did. But I recognized that those couldn't supplant ultimately my need to rest. And so I forced myself a couple of days to sleep in. Even though I couldn't sleep fully, I just stayed restful and calm and loud. I could feel that regeneration occurring, and I rebounded without going down the deep end, so to speak. But again, this is the sensitivity we develop over time to recognize it's not a mystery when people say, oh my gosh, I caught a virus. So it's like, I'm not under that delusion. And so we can navigate our way out of it very quickly if we know what to do.
That's very, very true. The other thing is that the more you exercise, the better you rest. That's another aspect. And just like the more you exercise, you have
very good
bowel movements, et cetera. So.
Right. In the couple of days I was home after TTAC, between that and the next trip, I was out mountain biking both of those days. And it was like, man, did it help a lot. And it's like as much as importance as you place on it is sleep. I do agree with that completely. So we're almost out of time. Any messages before you say the finale? We're not there yet, but we're winding down.
I was just going to say, I just had lens replacement surgery done. So I'm actually, my sight is like 20/20 already. But I haven't been able to work out. I was told that nothing heavy for 10 days. So I'm about 5 days into it without exercising. I'm going crazy. But other than that,
you got to be going bonkers.
Yeah.
Would they at least let you, like, paddle around in a little pool? That's not too strenuous.
Well, I'm just walking around and stuff, you know. So I'm walking 3-4 miles, so that's good. But in another 4 days, I'll be able to get back to my workout.
Keep the lymphatic system moving. And in the meantime, tell them what they need to know because we got to go. It's been advanced medicine. It's been wonderful. And now it's your turn, Dr. Bichar.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.